This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Gotta be delicate with those calves.
All three good decisions. What's the question? I think you just answer your own question.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, let's get right to it. We've got Matt Barrows of The Athletic. He covers the San Francisco 49ers, and all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Let's welcome in Matt Barrows. Matt, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Welcome back from Philadelphia. And I guess,
thank you.
Yeah, my first question would be, how much does this team believe that it can actually get to the Super Bowl despite all the obstacles? Because it feels like they are paying attention to none of their shortcomings right now.
Well, shortcomings has been the theme of their season, and they went 12-5 and became the number five seed. So it's certainly something that they've played with. And the odd thing is that they seem to get better the worse it gets sometimes. No team has circled the wagons, if you will, better than the 49ers this year. And I do think that they felt like they didn't give the Seahawks their best in week 18. Whether it was, you know, the short week, sort of an odd week of practice. Remember, they were practicing in Levi's Stadium. They were night practices. They were sort of, you know, walkthroughs, things like that. And they just didn't have it against the Seahawks. So I think that they're very eager to at least kind of give them a better showing than what they did in Levi Stadium just a couple weeks ago.
Matt, I got to be honest with you. You brought up the Seattle game, and I keep telling Steiny, you know, ad nauseum, just how impressed defensively what they did against this Niner team. And then here come the Eagles and Jalen Carter. But, Matt, what do you make of Brock Purdy dropping back to throw 31 times, only got sacked once? I mean, this offensive line, they're doing their thing. And Steiny said yesterday, Jalen Carter, where was he? He didn't wreck the game. He didn't play bad. But how much credit do we got to give this Niner O-line for protecting Brock?
Yeah, again, I mean, that O-line did not play well against the Seahawks. I mean, that was one of the themes of that game. They lost Trent Williams, and then both tackles suffered. I think that they wanted to make amends. And Colton McKivitz had Jalen Phillips for most of the game. Jalen Phillips didn't do much at all. I thought Colton McKivitz had a really good game after maybe not a great game against Seattle. And sometimes you see that happen. Guys have regrettable games, and they refocus, and they just are determined not to let that happen two games in a row. So I think psychologically the 49ers have to go back to that Seahawks game again and just watch it again all week and just get, you know, peed off at how they played, get peed off at how the schedule makers have given them the short end of the stick basically for the last month, and sort of use that to for motivation and for focus and to kind of make amends for what happened in week 18.
So Matt Barrow is joining us on 95.7 The Game. He covers the Niners for The Athletic. This game was so recent, the game against Seattle, and obviously it was 13-3, but if you look at it one way, the Seattle could have had 26 points or whatever. I'm more interested in the 49ers' inability to run the ball. Like, if they're undermanned personnel-wise, what are the kind of things that Shanahan can do to free McCaffrey a little bit? Like he did a little bit against the Eagles, which was certainly a lot better than they did against Seattle.
Well, they're a better run blocking team now than they were early in the season. Reasons that they struggled so badly early in the season is that they didn't have George Kittle. Mm. They're not going to have Kittle for this game either, of course. And I think that running the ball is going to be tough. I mean, I can't imagine that McCaffrey would have more yards against the Seahawks than he did against the Eagles. And he didn't run all that well. I mean, what was it, 3.2 yards a carry, which is fine. But, you know, you'd rather have it in the four range. But, I mean, to me, it's a kind of a reversion to the first half of the season teams. I know that it's going to be Purdy and not Mac Jones, and you've got Juwan Jennings back healthy. That's going to be a big boost. But they won those games by throwing the ball a lot to Christian McCaffrey and sort of matriculating the ball down the field piecemeal, hogging a lot of clock. So basically substituting short passes to McCaffrey for short runs by McCaffrey. So, you know, it's sort of that traditional West Coast offense. That's how you're going to have to do it. It's a tough nut to crack for the 49ers because that Seahawks defense is A, really good, and B, is well-versed against this 49ers offense. I mean, they play the 49ers twice. They play the Rams twice a year. The Seahawks themselves use the same offense. So it's something that they saw in training camp. You're not going to get away with your usual outside zone running, this, that, and the other. They've seen it, and they know how to handle it.
Matt, this season thus far, with all the injuries that the Niners have had to endure, you know, Brock out, Mac stepping in, and, you know, right before the game, no Pearsall, and I'm telling Steiny, I'm going crazy like, oh, my gosh. And here comes DeMarcus Robinson, second play of the game, 61 yards. You were right there. And if you just look at the totality of this season, why has Kyle been in this team, Matt, so successful at the next man up mantra actually working? Like, what's the secret sauce?
Well, it's a good system. So, you know, and one of the kind of very general reasons why the 49ers have been good consistently is that they've had continuity between personnel department and coaching staff. So by now they know the types of players that are going to excel in this system. The DeMarcus Robinson revelation, 111 yards. He had 61 yards after one catch, which was already more than he had all season. He looked really good in the spring and the summer. One of the themes in training camp was that they couldn't keep any wide receivers on the field. You know, Juwan Jennings, calf/contract. Ricky Pearsall was hurt. Of course, there was no Brandon Ayuk. Jacob Cowing got hurt in the very first practice and hasn't been on the active roster since. Even Jordan Watkins, the rookie, got a high ankle sprain in the preseason. The one exception to that was DeMarcus Robinson, and he played a lot of snaps in practices. Great, developed what looked to be a really good rapport with Mac Jones and with Brock Purdy. And you thought that, okay, this guy's going to have a major role once the regular season begins. He has the 3-game suspension to begin the season and then never really catches on despite tons of opportunity to. And then, obviously, that finally happened. It was a very, very delayed reaction. But, boy, that reaction when it happened was spectacular. And it's exactly what the 49ers needed on Sunday.
Matt Barrow's joining us on 95.7 The Game. He covers the 49ers for The Athletic. Let me ask you about Jake Tonjes. And, you know, obviously the 49ers lost Kittle. He's going to be gone for the rest of the year. But he had missed some time during the regular season. Obviously, George Kittle's one of the best tight ends in football. But if you didn't have the names on the back of the jerseys, I'm not sure I would have been able to tell when Kittle played and when Tonjes played. So, I mean, what does Kittle do that Tonjes doesn't do, but that Tonjes can kind of make up for if he's playing for George Kittle?
Tonjes is a fantastic receiver. He's got great hands and he's very bright. So, you know, to me, it's just kind of a physical difference. George Kittle is a big, strong guy who can block, in line, better than any tight end, not just Jake Tonjes, but he's elite in that category. And he can also break tackles. He's great after the catch. And I'm not sure Tonjes is that, but I mean, I forget which game it was. Maybe it was the Indianapolis game. That throw on the side of the end zone, everybody just assume it's incomplete. And they didn't even challenge it, but it turns out it was a touchdown. And that was a catch by Jake Tonjes, like tapping two toes in bounds, fingertip catch, a DB all over him. He's got tremendous hands. So you're talking third downs, you're talking red zone, goal line. He's a great asset to have. And I think that he's going to have a big game. Because, you know, his MO, just like the whole team's MO this year, has been to step up when one of your stars goes down. And, you know, I sort of liken it to week six, week seven with Fred Warner going down in week six and the 49ers not playing very good at all. And then week seven rolls around, you got Bijan Robinson coming in that rushing attack. And you think, oh gosh, the 49ers are going to take it on the chin. And Tatum Bethune steps up and D Winters really stepped up in that game. And they held Robinson to like 44 yards rushing. I think that the 49ers tight ends are going to kind of rally around George Kittle for this one. I mean, that's what they do. And that's what the 49ers have done all season.
Matt, it's so interesting to me that you were in the stadium, man. To be defending champ in any league, you know, there's major respect comes with that. But so much of this season, especially the last 8 weeks with the Eagles being defending champs, were they together? Some things going on. If you don't mind, you know, when that game was over and you're leaving the link, can you just share with us your biggest takeaway, Eagle-wise, what you got from that team in that stadium, being around those fans? Because we said, you know, hey, if they could keep it tight and Philly can, you know, doubt themselves, maybe you can pull it out. And that's kind of how it went. But what was your biggest takeaway from the Eagles watching them up close?
I was there in 22 for the championship game. And I was there in 23 for the sort of revenge game where the 49ers, Debo and Trent Williams came in wearing all black. And, you know, the atmosphere in the stadium in both of those games was electric. And the Eagles fans were ultra aggressive, let's just say. I can tell you from experience being in that press box, we're right up against the last row of the stands. And they are not shy about turning around and you know, not just tapping the glass, pounding on the glass, two fists, you know, fingers out, all sorts of stuff. Oh, yeah, for sure. And they were much more tame on Sunday. There was some of that, you know, the signs, there was knocking on the glass. It was not nearly as ferocious as it was the previous two. They knocked so hard in 23 that the partition, the glass can be open, that the partition flew open. And poor Matt Maiocco was like right there where it came open. And we thought that he was going to get snatched out by the crowd. And we thought it was going to be like that scene from Wizard of Oz where the flying monkeys come down and snatch up the scarecrow and like start pulling him around. Luckily, that did not happen, but nothing even close to that happened. Long way of saying, to answer your question, there that doubt seemed to be there from jump. And when they didn't pull away, when they didn't take advantage of George Kittle's injury, they started kind of shifting uncomfortably in their seats. And they hit the exits pretty soon after, things started going south in the fourth quarter.
Matt, let me obviously ask you about some injuries. I'm going to assume Trent Williams played the whole game. He should be fine next week. But what about Ricky Pearsall and then just – Any possibility of Fred Warner rejoining the team this year?
I mean, Kyle Shanahan seemed to put the kibosh on that this week. I said, what are the chances that you open Fred Warner's practice window this week? And he said that the chances are not very good. So it looks like they're holding him off. I mean, I would think that if they somehow win in Seattle and there's a game in Los Angeles or Chicago, he is really agitating to play for that one. It's going to be hard to keep him out of that game and certainly keep him out of a Super Bowl if at Levi Stadium. I think of that. You could just go ahead and put that one in pen. But the other guy, I mean, I would even put Trent Williams as sort of a question mark because he did play a full game on a, not quite healed right hamstring. And because he did have a cross-country trip, and because it is a short week and because they are playing on an artificial surface, I think that all those are factors. And, I think that's going to be another big question this week. Pearsall didn't even work out before the Eagles game. So that was, probably a bad sign. We'll have to see this week, but, I think him, Luke Gifford, D. Winters and Trent Williams are all, I'd say, iffy at this point. Probably Williams among that group has the best chance to play in Seattle.
Matt, it's just my opinion here, but I told Stani I feel like this might be Kyle's best coaching job ever. I stand on that with the circumstances. But right behind him is Robert Saleh, what he's doing with this young defense. I read your piece, Ups and Stout, 52 snaps, and young guys are making progress. I say that to say there's 8 job openings, Matt. Do you think Robert Saleh, how attractive is he going to be when this season is finally over, to get a head coaching job maybe?
I think very attractive. I mean, it just seems like every day there's another opening. So there's plenty of kind of open seats and, not a lot of kind of established guys to take them. I would argue, I think everybody agrees that the Baltimore job is probably the prime one because you've got such a great quarterback already in place. But I would think that Falcons job would be attractive too. Not a great division. Jeff Ulbrich was the defensive coordinator there, which means that they've been assembling pieces at least that fit that solid defense. It's all the same defense that those two guys run. My thought is that, wherever Saleh lands, maybe he brings Clay Kubiak with him, the offensive coordinator for the 49ers. And then if you do that, then maybe you trade for Mac Jones as well. So you've got this kind of trifecta thing going on there, which would probably please the 49ers too, because, they're losing two really good coaches, but they might be getting a pretty good draft pick in return for Mac Jones.
Hey, real quick, last one from me, Matt, is the, Kyle loves to defer. And we've been talking about this the last couple of weeks, if they win the coin toss. And against Seattle, obviously, he deferred. But he doesn't defer all the time. We found a couple instances where he doesn't. When he doesn't defer, is it ever anything other than the conditions at the stadium? Just because off the top of my head, I'm just thinking the offense is more intact than the defense. Maybe you might want to take the ball first in these situations. But what's Kyle Shanahan's belief?
Well, you said it. He did it in Cleveland, and that was absolutely due to the wind.
Okay.
Not wanting to be facing the wind at the end of the game. He did it in the Super Bowl, right, in overtime. And that was a kind of a calculus about which team is going to have the most possessions. So I also think that at that point in the game, the defense was reeling on its last legs against Kansas City and Patrick Mahomes, and he just wanted to give them a respite. So I would be shocked if he wins the toss and doesn't defer on Saturday. The only thing that would kind of change his mind is if there's some sort of weather event in Seattle, and it doesn't appear as if that's in the offing for Saturday.
All right. Hey, Matt, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it, and good luck. I don't know why I'm telling you good luck in Seattle, but travel safe to Seattle. How about that?
Yeah, I'm integral for the game, so yeah.
There you go.
I'll take care of myself. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right, well, you're integral for us, Matt. Appreciate it, buddy.
All right, anytime. Bye.
All right. That's Matt Barrows of The Athletic.
He's great.
All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line.
Yeah, Stoney, I forgot about the decision in the Super Bowl from Kyle.
Yeah.
But that was different. The defense was just on the field.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, always live on the free Odyssey app, and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. The 49ers... they're going to have to do it without George Kittle.
Yeah. But, go ahead.
Pretty big piece of news, guys, coming out from Pittsburgh. Mike Tomlin has stepped down as the Steelers head coach. So there's now one more opening.
Nine.
For potentially Robert Saleh.
Take that, Silk Basie. He was defending it. He's not the Roonies. Don't do that. But step down. Wink, wink, Evan. That was, you know what I mean, Stoney. Wow.
And I would expect that terminology for Steve Kerr, probably.
Step, at some point. Yeah, mutual. I'm shocked.
Real quick, does anybody know, was Tomlin under contract next year? Okay, so he walked away in the middle of a contract.
And he had nine straight playoff losses, Donnie, if you're into that. Now, I know it's different iterations of the Steelers, but wow, that's not good. But man, two stewards in the last decade in that AFC North division gone. Harbaugh and Mike Tomlin. Wow. But real quick, I got confidence for this game. I know you and I differ on just how good Trent Williams is, but when they had Trent the first time they played Seattle, they won that game. And I'm not saying it just boils down to him being out there, but Stoney, the fact that he wasn't out there and that D-line just dominated, him being available, I mean, that bodes well, right?
Depends on how healthy he is. And I was actually surprised.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hear Matt say, you know, he's probably going to play, but it's not an automatic. I'm sure he's going to play. He's got to play.
Yeah. Can't shoot up a hammy, though.
Trent Williams, yeah. I would think. So 888-957-9570 is the number. You just heard Matt Barrows talking about the game against Philly and the upcoming game against the Seattle Seahawks. Let me just ask you, you and Evan, I'll give you a chance to really flex your muscles, football expertise wise. Kittle missed a big, Kittle missed a chunk of the seat. Like, obviously George Kittle is a really, really good player, one of the best tight ends in football.
Okay.
But what I'm impressed by is that when Kittle didn't play this year, it's not that you didn't miss him, but this guy's good. The Tonjes is a good player. If they would not have names and numbers on the back of the jersey, tell me how you'd know Kittle didn't play in a game this year, but Tonjes did. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I can't tell the difference.
Do you have I love your thought, but do you have a problem if I go past Tonjes and go to Kyle Shanahan? What player needs to drop before the next person can still pick up the slack? And that's where I believe Kyle is brilliant at, Stoney. Not taking anything away from Tonjes. You know what I mean? Like, he can scheme it up.
Yeah, I wonder if you know,
maybe. Red zone. The answer is red zone. They do not score as many points without George Kittle as a whole than with Jake Tonjes. That's the answer.
Gotcha. Well, then we can put that to bed.
And they also don't run the ball as well without George Kittle. That's a fact. So,
but they haven't ran the ball well at all this year. But I hear you.
Well, McCaffrey still had enough yards. But like, you go look at the games that George Kittle wasn't out there, he doesn't have as many. Kittle came back and he had his first 200-yard game against the Falcons? I mean,
no, I'm not saying he's not going to be missed.
Well, yeah, what I just heard is there wasn't much of a difference.
He's talking to you.
That's not, I just asked how you tell them apart if you didn't know which one was which, and they seem to be doing pretty good with both. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Coming up at noon today, we've got Kyle Shanahan. He is going to talk to the media at noon. We're going to take that live for you, so you'll hear everything as it's happening. And again, what's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Tune in for Warriors Live today, presented by Xfinity, your home court advantage. Brought to you by Xfinity. You can watch all your favorite teams all in one place. Imagine that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.